Given to Cast is a podcast dedicated to the fans of Pearl Jam. It is in no way affiliated with the band, their record label, or any other source. The use of this podcast and its contents are to be used for personal use only. Do not distribute this or any materials, as it is unlawful. Given to Cast is not responsible or liable for any wrongdoing by any individual.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Jimmy Holder, and you're listening to Given to Cast.
Mike McCready, Eddie Bear, Stone Glasser, Jeff Emmett, Matt Carey, Pearl Jam Blues.
Pearl Jam is cool! Pearl Jam is cool! Pearl Jam is cool!
Given to Cast! Given to Cast! Given to Cast!
Hello everyone, it's Mario Aguilar again with Given to Cast. It's our 17th episode for the week ending June 30th, 2006. And on this week's episode, we're going to do the weekend review. We're going to play our song of the week. We're going to see if we can get our interview with Mike from SD Unite, his site, and what they're doing next weekend for the shows in Vegas and San Diego. And then we're going to go off to our rare song and play that. And then we're going to see if we can't dip in the mailbag and pull out a question or two. In the meantime, let's get ready to get that news and let's start off with the weekend review. Okay, guys, time for the weekend review. And this week we're going to speak, want to start off by telling you about the VH1 Storytellers. With Pearl Jam coming up on July 1st. They'll be doing that premiere of that show, I believe, 9 o'clock Central Standard Time, 10 o'clock Eastern. And they will probably be playing it over and over again on VH1, so just check your local listings to see when that'll be playing if you don't catch it on the 1st. And also wanted to remind you guys that Pearl Jam is on their second leg tour. They've just finished the two shows in St. Paul with Tom Petty, and from what I hear, they look pretty good. And we will be getting some reviews here in the future episodes from some people that are doing some reviews for me. Also, in other news, I just wanted to report opening band in past tours, Sleater-Kinney has evidently broken up. As part of their website, you can take a look at it at their website. They have posted a note to their fans, and I'm going to go ahead and read it verbatim here. After 11 years as a band, Sleater-Kinney has decided to go on an indefinite hiatus. The upcoming summer shows will be our last. As of now, there are no plans for future tours or recordings. We feel lucky to have had the support of many wonderful people over the years. We want to thank everyone who has worked with us, written kind words about us, performed with us, and inspired us. But mostly we want to extend our gratitude to our amazing fans, who you have been a part of our story from the beginning. We could not have made our music without your enthusiasm, passion, and loyalty. It is you who have made the entire journey worthwhile. So, actually, the last five dates that they're going to actually do are July 29th at Millwood Arts Center in Louisville, Kentucky. They'll be playing the Starlight Ballroom in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 930 Club in Washington, D.C., on the 1st, on the 2nd, Webster Hall, New York City, and on the 4th, Lollapalooza in Chicago, Illinois. That's their last show. So you can guys can check those guys girls out. They are awesome live, and it's a shame that they're breaking up. They were a really, really good band. I really did enjoy watching them on the 2003 tour with Pearl Jam in San Antonio. And so, guys, that's this week in review. And if you have any questions or comments you want to send to me, you can do so at givenacast@grandecom.net. And that's the week in review. Okay, guys, it's time for that this week's song of the week, and it is Oceans, and it's taken from the 1992 New Year's Eve concert, and here it is.
One, two, three.
experiencing a lull. You know, obviously if it weren't for Keith asking us, we wouldn't be here tonight. There's another reason that's much more pertinent. If it weren't for Keith, Michael McCready wouldn't even be here tonight. So, we're happy to be here. We're happy that you're here. We're happy to be alone.
Okay, guys, time for that rare song, and this is a song that I really enjoy. It was on the Lost Dogs release, but it was just the instrumental. I do like this version better. It's the original version with the lyrics, and they never play it live, and I wish they would. This is the one song I've yet to hear live, and among a couple other ones, but I would love to hear this one live. And so without any further ado, you guys, crank it up. This is Brother.
I'm being pushed from above. Oh, and I'm running. one.
Okay, guys, we're going to have to skip the interview with Mike from SD Unite, but I wanted to go ahead and just mention the thing that he's doing. I've been emailing Mike back and forth. He started up a convergence website where he's going to actually start doing a podcast from what I hear. He hasn't started yet, but he seems to want to do a podcast for the convergence that he's had, which is really good. I'm really happy that somebody else is going to do a podcast as well. It's just great, in my opinion. I think it's the more podcasts, the better. I'm not the best person to do this show, but I wanted to do something, and so I am. And so I'm glad that Mike has taken up the challenge to do one as well, and I want to help him as much as I can. So I wanted to promote his SD Unite Convergence pre-parties they're going to have, and these parties are going to be to benefit the CCFA, which is a really, really good foundation for the Colitis and Crohn's Foundation. And they, like again, as 10 Club did last week in Pittsburgh, Mike is the guy's in charge, if not the guy in charge of handling the fundraiser for the ones in these, the Las Vegas show on July 6th, San Diego show on July 7th, and the Los Angeles show on July 9th. All these are supposed to have a pre-party, and if you want to get more information on what he's doing, you can visit his website, myspace.com/SDUnite, and that link will get you to his tour journal that he has, and he gets all the updates as far as what's going on, beer specials, that kind of thing that's going to go on to each of the shows. And I'm sure you're going to have a lot of fundraising things that you do for donations, and this is a really, really good organization to be a part of, and I think that that Mike's doing a great job, and I think as a Pro Jam fan, I really admire somebody who can take the reins and do something like that on the show that he wants to go to. It's a lot of responsibility, a lot of things to get together, and he should be commended for doing some things like this, and I really am proud of Pro Jam fans that I can grab the reins and do some things that are really, really good for other people. And so again, I want to promote him as much as I can. So visit his site, myspace.com/SDUnite, as in San Diego Unite. It's SD Unite. I'm sure if you're a fan of Pearl Jam, you might have seen it already. If not, check it out. It's got a lot of good stuff on it. Got a lot of information that you can take a look at. Some photos of past fundraisers. So it'd be really, really good for you to take a look at that. And if Mike, you're listening, I'm sorry we couldn't get together, but hopefully we can do this at the end of it. Maybe you can give me a recap of the shows and of how these pre-parties went. I think they're going to really, really go really, really well for you guys. And then again, he's actually going to start a podcast as well. And I'm not sure exactly how he's going to do it, what his format's going to be, but the more the merrier. I'm happy to say there'll be actually a second podcast about Pearl Jam. So all your fans will get your other Pearl Jam fix from another source, which will be great. I'll still be doing mine, don't get me wrong. But I do welcome a lot of other people to get involved and do podcasts for themselves. I don't want to be the only one out here talking, and other people have other opinions to say, and so I really do want to back him up and try to promote his podcast as much as possible. So again, if you want more information on Mike's pre-party stuff in Vegas, San Diego, and Los Angeles, visit his site, myspace.com/SDUnite. And so guys, I'm going to go ahead and end it off this week. Again, we are having that contest, the Who Was the Where in the World is Mario contest at if you're in the Florida area and going to be visiting Walt Disney World between July 2nd and July 8th, I will be there in one of the parks. And if you want to take a look at my website, my blog, that is givingtocast.blogspot.com, I will have up what day I will be in which park, so that would help you out a little bit to find me if you're looking for me. And again, I would really like to meet you guys. So if you're in that area, please go out there and do that and take a look. If you can find my shirt, find me wearing my shirt. I will, if you're the first person to actually come up and talk to me and introduce yourself and say you're a listener to the podcast, I will give you a Given to Cast t-shirt. So again, don't be afraid. Come and talk to us. We'd love to hear about people who listen to the podcast and what you think about it and your thoughts. We might spend some time talking with you guys for a little while. Again, this is going to be an abbreviated podcast, so I do appreciate you guys taking a listen to it. We will be off next week because I will still be in Florida, but I will try to get some kind of a revised show or a little bit of a small show if I can, or get a show earlier in next week so we can get back on track, and from then on we should be good to go every week. Again, I appreciate you guys listening. Y'all take care and God bless.
Thank you very, 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 very much. We'll see you again. Thanks to Slater Kenny.